DDC 1 o'clock hour. Chase McCabe, Derek Mason, Willie Donick joining us. All with you. And we say hello to Vince Ferrara, 99.1 The Sports Animal in Knoxville, doing a special Thursday edition with us because Josh Heupel spoke to the media today at SEC Media Days in Atlanta. Vince didn't think he really had anything too, you know, earth-shattering to say, but I thought he did a fine job.
Yeah, and that was really what you expected, what they wanted to accomplish. None of us thought that he would say anything earth-shattering, and just a matter of making a good presentation, having people feel good about what they're doing, and having people learn a little bit about some of their accomplishments from either around the league or nationally that may not have dug into the specifics of it or, you know, some of the cool personal stories of some of these guys. Trayvon Flowers, an Atlanta guy, Hendon Hooker, you know, a six-year guy, 31-3 touchdown interception ratio from last year. And then he also has a scripture book that he co-wrote with his brother, and it's faith-based. So that, and then Cedric Tillman, who went from thinking about transferring and being frustrated when there was a coaching search and had eight career catches going in the last year to being the most productive returning wide receiver in the league this year. So good stories to tell around the country, some of which, you know, locally we have heard about. But still, they made good on having people feel positively about them, and no controversy out of it. So I think it's a win.
I liked your question about Tillman and you know, what he could do this year. How comfortable, more comfortable, do you think he's going to be now that Josh Heupel's had a year to put that offense in place?
Well, I think he will be more comfortable. He, you know, I followed up on that question that you referenced, Chase, of Josh Heupel, and I asked it to Tillman, and I said, you know, Coach Heupel says that you're going to get more coverage and more attention defensively, and that other guys have to step up. How much have you guys discussed it? And he said, look, yeah, we've talked about it, but it's on me too. I have to run better routes. I have to get separation. I have to be better in my technique. So it's a shared responsibility, but definitely the comfort level of the offense, I think for all those guys on offense, is there. He knows all the plays. Hendon Hooker was like, I know this playbook inside and out. I know all the checks. I know where my eyes are at. I know what the defenders are doing in each play. I know what all my wide receivers are doing, what routes they're running, their offensive linemen, where the backs are. I mean, he is a student of the game big time. And so Cedric Tillman, I think, is very similar at his wide receiver position. And he's got some position versatility, too, even though usually he's on the outside. But it will help him, having been through a year of Heupel. Now it's a matter of fine-tuning and getting better.
We'll talk with Vince Ferrara. You can follow him on Twitter at Vince Sports, Sports Animal as well. Vince, now Chase and I talked a bit about Hendon Hooker. And his progression last year. And this year, I think, and Chase agreed with me, or I agree with Chase, that he should be a dark horse Heisman candidate this upcoming season. But do you look for him to make a tremendous jump from what he did last year? Now, last year, he did an awesome job, and I pointed out the three games, Kentucky, Georgia, and Alabama. He played really well in those games. They won one, lost two. But do you see him making a bigger jump this year?
Well, Derek, you may not see it in the numbers, mm-hmm. but I think that you're going to see it in the productivity of him. And by productivity, I don't mean necessarily a better touchdown to interception ratio, things like that. I think it's moving the chains on third down. It's being able to maybe dial it back and sustain drives when you can pick up those short yardage third downs and keep it going. And then maybe at the right times be able to manipulate the game and the offense. So I think you're going to see maybe more efficiency from that standpoint, maybe more so than maybe over-the-top eye-popping numbers. Mm-hmm. I agree with you in terms of a dark horse for the Heisman Trophy. As you guys know, that typically goes with major college football playoff contention team success. I know there's been some exceptions, Lamar Jackson at Louisville and a few others, but generally you have to be elite to be in the running for that award. But I think he deserves to be mentioned in that group, and I think he's going to be better because now he's the guy from the jump. You know, he's going to be the guy in the first two games of the year, which he was not last year. And he's been running this team as the face of the program the entire offseason. That is a huge positive impact over everybody else. He's done so many things to try to lift his teammates up. He was fighting for his individual position last year as a transfer. Whole new level of being able to impact other guys. So his contribution is going to be more than just his numbers.
Now, what other question marks out there besides, obviously, Cedric Tillman is the guy at the wide receiver position, and they're still looking for one or two other guys. I know he mentioned Jalen Hyatt, a guy that has to step up in the slot position. But beside that, what are some other questions going into this season?
Well, Derek, not a ton on offense because, you know, we have to figure out who the, like you referenced, who the other two, three, and four receivers will be. I think how the running back position shapes out, I think it'll be by committee, but they've got some talent there, although not super deep. And then offensive line, they still need to work out the tackle spot. So the biggest questions on this team is defense. Who are going to be the corners? I asked Trayvon Flowers about the corners because their top candidates to be the corners this year all missed spring practice. Warren Burrell, Brandon Turnage, Jamal Haddon, other guys that were thought to be the most experienced that are contending there. And I asked Trayvon Flowers about them, and he's like, you guys are going to be shocked at what you see from those corners and how much they've improved. He said, I didn't let them get too far away for me during spring practice, even if they weren't on the field. So if that's the case, and you never know, but if that's the case, I think that's a big step towards this team having at least a respectable defense. And if they have a respectable defense to go with this offense, it's going to put up numbers and points. That's when you can start cooking into, you know, the 9-plus win range that plenty of fans see them as. But you know, they're thin at linebacker. They need a pass rushing star or two to develop. They're hard working on the D-line, but they need difference makers that can create turnovers. Third down stops, pass rush, and disruptions, and then getting those turnovers, those game-changing type of plays. That's what this defense needs because they're going to give up a ton of yards regardless, but all of those questions to me are on the defensive side of the ball there.
Vince, I appreciate the quick check-in. I know you got a lot going on with the players and coaches and everything as things wind down at SEC Media Days, but we'll get a full recap on Monday at noon.
Yeah, sounds good. You guys have a super weekend. Thanks for having me.
Vince Ferrara, 99.1 The Sports Animal, usually joins us every Monday at noon, and that, of course, will take place next week. We bring Willie Donick in, who
hey,
is
Willie,
back.
Save your spot for you.
He is back from the baseball tournament. Unfortunately, Mahoney Donick did not get to pitch today. But Nino Ryder is going to address the media, Willie, at 2 o'clock via Zoom. And we've been talking about that throughout the show. But for those that may have missed you earlier, what do you think of this move?
Well, I think it's an excellent fit. I think we identified him before free agency started as a potential fit. The thing that I was surprised at is when David Poyle told us in his interview that he did with us right before free agency started, it was after Philip Forsberg signed, he laid out for everybody that was listening that they were looking for more of a short-term deal with their salary cap issues. They have definitely done an excellent job managing the cap, and I think that's the moral of the story. They were able to add two very good players because they managed the cap well the last couple of years, knowing that it was not going to go up much this past year. It's not going up after this next year. And so he said, we're looking for a short-term deal. I thought Nino Niederreiter would be a guy that would be able to get a 4 or 5 year deal from somebody. But as the dominoes started to fall that first day of free agency, and Chase, remember we were at the prospect showcase,
yep,
and kind of sitting there going, oh, okay, you know, what's going to happen here? What's the move? And over the weekend and throughout this week, Niederreiter's been sitting there. And so I think he probably thought at one time, it's fair to say, he probably thought he was going to get more term for an offer. I did not think they'd be able to get him at 2 years, $4 million a year. I think it's a great pickup. He plays that in-your-face style that the Predators like to play. He's got a history with Mikael Granlund in Minnesota where those two were very effective together. And I think it's an excellent pickup that is a good, good person to fill in. That's an upgrade of that second line that they've been looking for.
615-737-1025. That is our phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. What does this mean moving forward for Matthew Tkachuk and him potentially becoming a member of the Nashville Predators? We'll discuss that coming up next. But, Willie, if you're prepared, could you tell us about Loan Pronto?
I can tell you about Loan Pronto. I would be glad to do that. Loan Pronto, of course, they're trying to make sure that everybody knows who's a homeowner out there. And you're probably aware of this. Your home is worth a lot right now. Your value's up. But especially in these times we're living in, you might need some cash because of inflation. Utility bills are up. Gas is up. All of that stuff. You know, the gas is coming down a little bit. I'd like to see that. Hey, but the home value is up. And if you need cash to do a number of different things, you can drive the engine by reinvesting in your home with a home improvement project. Maybe you're looking for a new home. You want to put a down payment on it. Or maybe it's just simply to pay off some credit card bills and other high interest loans. Loan Pronto can help you with their whole loan refinance or their equity line of credit program. Either one will let you unlock your equity and get the check that you can use right away to address these financial needs you have. You can get this in just a couple of weeks. $50,000, $75,000, depending on your equity, you can get up to 97%. Loan Pronto makes unlocking that equity easy, so don't let all of that equity pile up. Call them right now and get yourself credit card debt-free. 615-499-5780. That's 615-499-5780, or go to loanpronto.com. That's 615-499-5780. Equal housing lender, NMLS 166-1781, subject to lender approval.